Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Little Tommy Two-Tone bringing this back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate, and I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Deb Calvert is our guest, author of Stop Selling and Start Leading. Also, Discover Questions Can Get You Connected. It's all about this. This is all about putting your best foot forward in the marketplace, folks, whether you're looking for a job, you're trying to get a new client, or you're making a sale. Deb is one of the people you want to turn to help you with these things. Deb, thanks again for being here. We're talking about soft skills. Clearly, correct me if I'm wrong, but the mother of all soft skills is listening. What do you think?
I agree. Listening is known as a compensator competency, which I really like that phrase. In other words,
say it again.
If you listen well, it compensates. Compensator competency.
Compensate. Slow down. I want to get this. Slow down. I want to make sure we don't miss this. Compensator's competency?
It is a competency that will compensate for other gaps that you might have, other skills.
So it's the elastic between your ability and your inability.
Ooh, I like how you said that. Yes. I'm stealing that, Jim.
You can have it.
Okay. and you think about how you interact with other people, too. If they listen really well to you, you give them a little space, a little grace for the things that they don't have, because the listening is so important. And as they listen, it helps them to make up for whatever they're missing, because mm-hmm. that's how they learn. They fill in the gaps while they're learning and gaining those other competencies, but listening is that powerful. So I agree.
I had to, and I think we all do that. I know, Deb. You know, I have a strong personality. I know that, and it doesn't land on everyone just right. And so but I was successful and have been very successful my whole life in sales. Now, how in the world would a guy like me be successful in sales? Well, I think I found a way to sort of soften the gym part of the whole thing by making sure that I served my customers within an inch of their lives. They knew that, you know, that I was on their side or whatever. I compensated, I think, for the things that might have been held against me by doing other things. But isn't being aware of that a soft skill in itself?
Yes. Emotional intelligence and self-awareness are a part of that group of intangibles that we're calling soft skills. And what you're describing is being able to make an emotional connection with people, which is really important. We know from bodies of work out there around customer experience that customers want emotional connections that are personally meaningful and relevant to them. We know from employee engagement studies that emotional connections are really important for retaining and getting the most out of your employees.
Mm-hmm.
So the soft skills are what unleash that ability for people to feel emotionally connected to you.
And those are the differentiators that I keep trying to help small business owners understand. Is the hard skills in the marketplace are your products and your advertising and your signage and your trucks and your logo and all that. Those are the hard skills. But Amazon has all those things. What will differentiate you from Amazon or from the other big companies are these soft skills, aren't they? This what makes people want to be around you, the special sauce. Soft skills and special sauce are pretty much the same thing, aren't they?
I think so. And for small business owners, this is actually good news, because not only does it just differentiate you in a positive way, but there's a body of work by a guy named Kolsky, and Kolsky's research says that customers will gladly pay more for a product if they have an emotionally satisfying experience as they're buying that product.
Absolutely. Heck, I've made a living that way. You probably have too, Deb. I mean, I've never been the cheapest. No matter what I was doing, I've never been the cheapest. I didn't want to be the cheapest.
No. No, you can sell on price one time. And after that, if people aren't satisfied because of the quality of the product, but because also of the quality of the interaction with you, well, they're not coming back. It's harder to sell the cheap product than it is the one that you bring with you and you're a part of it.
And one thing we know, Deb, is small business owners have to get a higher gross profit margin percentage than their competitors. We have to do that because our volume is not the same. Sometimes our expenses are more per unit. And so we have to get a higher margin. And the way to get that higher margin are these soft skills that you're talking about, isn't it?
I think so. If you follow the path, emotional connection causes people to choose to do business with you and they're willing to pay a higher price. When you connect those dots, getting a higher margin really starts with establishing that emotional connection with customers. So they'll choose you over and over again.
So soft skills, folks, write this down. This is going to be in the test. This is what Deb has taught us today. Soft skills equal more gross margin. Right?
That's right.
I believe that. I don't think there's any question about that.
It's just not something that comes to a business owner's mind right away, though, because you go to school and you learn those hard skills.
Mm-hmm.
And then when people come into your place of business, they're complimenting your hard skills. They're talking about your product.
Deborah, got to take a quick break and remember
your level of knowledge.
And remember, folks, the big companies, they don't have soft skills. They almost can't have soft skills. So you have an advantage, small business owners. Tintail, right back with Deb Calvert. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.